the finding the morning papers is hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in, it's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Well, double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers. AM, FM, shortwave, talk radio. The truth is on talk radio.
This is Jerry Corsi, and I'm sitting in today for John Stettmiller. And we're, I want to, lines are open, phone lines are open for the remainder of the show. And our call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. 1-800-313-9443. Call in. We'd love to talk to you. And I want to start focusing now a little bit on some economic issues. I think there are some issues here that have occurred in the economics. I want to start basically with what the stock market's been doing, because I think that for, you know, the average American, this is going to have a much bigger impact. This is not just the stock market affecting the major corporations or the wealthy. I mean, today, some of the numbers today are pretty startling. The stock market struggled all day long. It lost over 260 points yesterday. Today it was down as much as over 100. The last few minutes it came on back. But today was the first day, I think, that I can remember, maybe 25 years, maybe longer, gold closed over $800 an ounce. Gold closed today at $810 an ounce. Now, it may seem remarkable to some of you who, you know, think about, well, that's, people are going to say, well, $810 an ounce, that's pretty expensive. I'm going to tell you, I think $810 an ounce is cheap right now, given where the economy tends to be going. I mean, the dollar closed today. The dollar has gotten to be, when the Federal Reserve is reducing the interest rates, which they did again this past week, they just lowered interest rates. The stock market's begging for low interest rates. They want to go back to the 1% interest rates in the Greenspan years so we can have another credit party and people can be irresponsibly lent money to buy homes. I think the scams that were allowed by this low interest rate environment were criminal. Well, now we've gotten ourselves into a total fix, and I've argued in the Lake Rate USA it's intended, that the intention here has been to destroy the dollar in the way to pushing us into another, you know, like the European Union, into a regional economy. We would never accept the Amero as a regional currency if we weren't able to have the dollar itself collapse. Now, the dollar today closed down at another low against the euro, another record low, 76.26 on the dollar index. It's about a dollar. It's headed towards $1.45 for a euro. You know, when President Bush took office, it was about 97 cents for a euro, and now the Canadian dollar is worth more than the U.S. dollar. I mean, we're going to get pushed, as the dollar go down in value and get closer to the peso, and then we can get jammed into an Amero. We'll be told our worthless fiat currency. And by the way, this is all a Federal Reserve scam. Federal Reserve is not an agency of the government. It's a private bank. And what we're seeing here is a systematic destruction of our currency. Call in number 1-800-313-9443. Back right after this break.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
This is Jerry Corsi today. I'm standing in for John, and we're discussing, I'm a staff reporter with WorldNet Daily. We're discussing my latest book, The Late Great USA, The Coming Merger with Mexico and Canada. We have open lines. Let me give out the number. It's 800-313-9443. 1-800-313-9443. The phones will stay open the entire program. And we've got Randy right now from Austin Line. Randy, are you there from Austin?
Yes, Jerry.
Good.
Jerome, good to talk to you. I look forward to reading your book. I've heard great things about it.
Thank you.
Yeah, I have been listening and telling my friends and family for months, man, get out of the dollar, go buy some metal. Back in 1980, I had a friend that was a money manager, and he traded, he invented one of the ways to trade with a computer based on technical analysis.
Right.
He got me a job at Clayton Brokerage, and I was a commodities broker about 19 years old, and
right.
I worked it for a year, right through the time that gold hit this high point, this $800 level. And anytime you make a trade or decide, okay, I think it's going to go up, then you got to ask yourself, what would make it stop going up? And what happened back then was Reagan took office. the hostages in Iran were released. Now, that was what was driving a lot of it, along with the weak dollar and low interest rates.
But today, I think it's really different. You know, today, I think...
Oh, yeah.
It's gone, in the last 3 years, it was down closer to 230
yeah.
3 years ago.
Yeah.
And I think the dollar is, you know, the dollar has just about had it, because the problem is if the Federal Reserve raises rates, which we need to have done to support
right.
to support the dollar, the stock market's just going to tank entirely. I mean, we're headed for a recession. And
well, see, that's what they did. That's what Reagan, he put Paul Volcker in the Fed then, and they immediately hit interest rates. And I had customers in the metals, and, I mean, they went limit down as soon as they started hiking those interest rates up. And I don't see them being anywhere near raising interest rates. I see them trying to go down further.
Well, there's no – the stock market, I mean, just turn on CNBC and you'll see, you know, Jim Cramer screaming for lower interest rates. They're cheerleading the stock market.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's the pressure. I don't – if we start raising rates now, we're going to have 1,000 points lost. The first time the Fed raises rates, 1,000 points are going to go off the stock market immediately.
Yeah.
And I just don't think the stock market's ready to take that kind of a hit. There's also trillions of dollars on these bad loan obligations that are on the books of Citicorp and Merrill Lynch and Bear Stearns, probably every bank in the country. And by the end of this year, according to Oxley-Sarbanes, they got to be marked to market. Well, you know, by the time they're marked to market and the fair value of them is determined, we could have banks across the country that are truly bankrupt.
Yep.
Gold's going to continue to go up in price. I don't see any other way about it. And Randy, thank you for your call. Really appreciate it.
You bet. Thank you.
Okay, and I think we've got now the call-in number is 1-800-313-9443, and we have Al on the line from Texas. Al, are you
Dr.
there?
Dr. Carsey?
Yes, hey, Al.
Yes, sir. It's a pleasure to talk to you, sir.
My pleasure. Thank you.
My question kind of concerned the same situation that the gentleman before was referring to. I was one of the people that jumped in back there around 79 or whenever it was exactly, when gold was rocketing, and started to buy some just before it hit 800, and then the bottom fell out, and I was lucky enough to be able to get my money back where I didn't actually buy it, because I would have lost a ton. And I know that the situation is completely different now, but, you know, what are the prospects that it could turn around? I've started buying gold myself. I bought some back near the first of the year when it was a 550.
Right.
And when I just heard you say it closed over 800 today, I'm driving down the road about ran off the road.
Well, it's closed at 810 today. First time over 800, long time. And
yes,
I just
sir.
Think the economics are such that, you know, I wrote in the Late Great USA, and you got to read the whole chapter I wrote on the Amero.
Well, I definitely want to read your book.
I definitely said that there's got to be a plan here as we're merging with Mexico and Canada. The one thing the central bankers will want to get rid of is a strong dollar.
Yes, sir.
We'll never abandon the dollar and go to a regional currency, which is what the multinational corporations want. You know, they don't want currency risk. If the dollar stays strong, they're not going to get us to abandon the dollar. Nobody in America would ever abandon the dollar unless it was worthless. So we've now got a lesson in these fiat currencies. Federal Reserve is not a government institution. There's nothing backing this dollar at all. And
right.
the Federal Reserve has been printing money like, you know, it's no tomorrow. I mean, they quit even publishing statistics on M3, one of the broadest measures of the money supply, because they don't want to fess up. They want to continue lying. You know, banks need money. Yesterday they put $41 billion, the Fed did, another cash injection into the banks to help their reserves, because the Federal Reserve knows there's trillions of dollars that the banks are holding in these collateralized debt obligations, the securitized, you know, they package up all the home loans and all the other debt into a security, and then they sell it to the institutional investors, like the banks and the pension funds. But the problem is when the housing market collapsed, those collateralized debt obligations are worthless, and by the end of the year, they've got to be marked to market.
Yes, sir.
we're going to be lucky if we don't have, you know, Citibank's probably going to fire their chairman over the weekend. They're having an emergency board meeting.
Did Merrill Lynch do that recently?
It was just announced today that when market closed, Citigroup, Charles Prince is expected to resign on Sunday. It's flashing across the Dow Street, Wall Street Journal, online right now. I'm just looking at it. Citicorp board members are expected to meet for an emergency meeting this weekend. Now, that follows Merrill Lynch. Merrill Lynch's CEO is gone.
Right.
You know, I think we ought to have Bear Stearns' CEO gone. Sounds like he was off playing a bridge game while his two, you know, major funds in this real estate bubble market were collapsing. He was too busy. He's off playing bridge. He didn't have a cell phone. He couldn't be interrupted.
The Merrill Lynch guy was out playing golf.
Right. Well, you know, Merrill Lynch guy is going to get a $100 million goodbye package. I mean, I don't think he, you know, these guys, why aren't these guys being investigated for major crimes instead of
being given
a $100 million package as a goodbye
package? I'm sorry, I'm on a cell phone. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, that's fine.
In fact, I was going to say, why isn't our president being looked at for the crimes he's committed?
Well, I can only think of about 10 reasons off the top of my head to impeach George Bush, and I voted for him twice.
Yes, sir.
And he will not secure our borders, and he's not doing his job to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States. And he took an oath to that effect.
Exactly. And, in fact, there's only one candidate in either party that actually does hold up the Constitution, and that's Ron Paul.
Well, Ron Paul,
about
I also,
him, sir?
I take a hard look at Duncan Hunter, too. Hunter's a good candidate as well, but Ron Paul should get a lot more attention. But, you know, the Republican Party now is a centrist party. You got Karl Rove having gone to La Raza meetings.
Yes, sir.
You know, I think that the entire movement of the Republican Party is hard to distinguish from the Democratic Party. I think they're both about worthless.
Yes, sir, I agree totally. I think, however, that Ron Paul is, you know, the only true constitutional. Well, I'm not familiar with the gentleman that you mentioned, but
Duncan Hunter's a congressman from California, and he's running for president, too. And he's a primary mover to get the fence built in San Diego, which is the only fence we've got on the border that's worth anything.
Uh-huh.
Ron Paul is an outstanding candidate. I mean, I think he's right on these issues. And I've supported him. He certainly, you know, the themes in the late, great USA, Ron Paul is identical with. He's right on those same themes that we're headed towards the North American Union and they're building a NAFTA superhighway. I think Ron Paul ought to be invited to center stage.
Yes, sir.
Well, thank you for your call. Really
appreciate
it.
Your time, sir.
Thank you,
appreciate
sir, for
your
calling.
Time. You have a good day. Thank you.
Thank you. And the call-in number is 1-800-313-9443, 1-800-313-9443, and we're talking about the economics, the whole issue behind this movement towards getting a North American Union. And this week was an extremely important week in the stock market because we've got major failings now. We've got Merrill Lynch in trouble, Bear Stearns in trouble, Citibank in trouble, and the Federal Reserve's done about everything it can do. It's lowered rates, now 75 basis points in the Fed fund rate. It's thrown, best I can figure, maybe $150 billion into the banking system. Just, you know, give these checks to the banks, let them park their worthless collateralized debt obligations and their worthless securitized home loans that have foreclosed in this scam. And I can't imagine somebody shouldn't go to prison over this whole issue of having foisted off all of his obligations. But you got to start with Greenspan and Bush. I mean, they engineered the interest rates down to 1% and stimulated these markets to go into this crazy lending spree, which was irresponsible to begin with. And a lot of good middle-class Americans are going to lose their homes having been roped into these schemes. Call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. Lines are open, 1-800-313-9443. We'll be back right after this break.
is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The bed fan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
I'm sitting in today for John Stettmiller, and we've got open lines. We're talking about the North American Union, my book, The Late Great USA, coming merger with Mexico and Canada. We're starting to review the economics here, and I'm meaning to start talking about oil here in a minute or two. The call-in number is 800-313-9443, 1-800-313-9443. We're going to keep the lines open for the rest of the show. Oil today, well, the gold closed at $810 an ounce, which is the most in 25 years. And breaking through 800, that's an important technical support point. I think once gold went through 800, it's headed now to much higher. I don't see anything than the Federal Reserve policy with our trying to Fed just lowered rates. That's going to tank the dollar. The dollar closed on international markets to its lowest point ever today against the euro, another record low, 76.26 on the U.S. dollar exchange. That's about $1.44 for a euro. I mean, the dollar is going to be pretty soon worthless. I mean, it's the bottom is falling out of the dollar. And the Federal Reserve's abandoned the dollar. And when that's happened, I think it's intentional. I've argued that's the condition needed to create the Amero, or new regional currency, which the North American Union is moving toward. And here we have today, we've got now Citibank. Citibank, which I think has got probably $600 billion, that's with a B, of worthless collateralized loan obligations on their either on their balance sheet or an off-balance sheet subsidiary. And if they're on an off-balance sheet subsidiary, we might have another Enron problem here cooking up. We've got three major financial institutions in deep trouble right now over these collateralized loan obligations and the housing bubble collapsing. It's Citigroup, Merrill Lynch, and Bear Stearns. I can't think of another period in American history where our financial institutions, you know, the savings and loans collapsed a while ago, but that's the savings and loans. Now, these are the major commercial banks. They haven't collapsed like this since the 20s and 30s. And I don't know what the federal government's going to do to prop them up unless they just print more money, and that'll just cause more inflation and the dollar to go down faster. This is a crisis brewing right here, and I think now the stock market today was extremely weak. It ended up at 20-some points, but it was down all day, over 100 at some points. And I don't think we're going to have a nice Monday when people go back and sort through this weekend. I think they're going to come in with more of a sell attitude to get out of positions now before the market is even more volatile. The number is 1-800-313-9443. The book, Lake Great USA, it's available in bookstores. I think you sometimes have to ask for it or order it. Sometimes I hide it behind the cookbooks. You know, they don't want to tell you about a North American Union coming. Amazon.com, just search my name, Corsi, C-O-R-S-I, Jerome Corsi, J-E-R-O-M-E-C-O-R-S-I. The book has become a bestseller. It's in its fourth printing. And at WorldNetDaily.com, we have signed copies available, WorldNetDaily.com. And the book has done extremely well. Look, I appreciate the interest we've gotten from callers on this show and around the country. Now, oil today, oil was closing. I'll get the exact quote here for you in a minute, but oil was closing down about, it was up today. It was up about almost $94 a barrel today. Crude oil closed at $95.75 for a barrel of oil. When George Bush came into office, you know, in 2005, when I wrote Black Gold Stranglehold, oil was at $44 a barrel. It was more like $24 a barrel when George Bush came into office in 2000. Oil at this price is, you know, right now the oil companies have started to beg that they're poor. I've heard Exxon, I couldn't believe it, Exxon was complaining that their profits are getting squeezed. And, you know, the profits getting squeezed, I can't imagine. They are making $9-point-something billion. That's with a B, Exxon, in profits. They want us to feel sorry for them. I find it hard to imagine. And the oil, the whole oil industry made $100 billion in profits last year. I mean, this is ridiculous. How can they then beg poor? I think when the oil companies start begging poor because oil has gone up, they're suggesting to us that it's only around the corner they're going to start raising prices at the pump. And it's already headed towards $3 a gallon all across the country. What are we going to do when it turns to $5 a gallon? At some point or other, I think people have got to understand that we are being manipulated here into an economic crisis. And with this economic crisis developing, I think it's intentional. I think it's largely irreversible at this point. And I think we're headed into a recession that could be very severe. I fear for anybody out there who's got credit card obligations or housing obligations. Phone number 800-313-9443. We'll be right back after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
This is Jerry Corsi. I'm sitting in today for John Stepmiller. And we have open lines. Phone number is 1-800-313-9443. You can call that number from wherever you're hearing the show, 1-800-313-9443. And I'm told that Bookstore in Austin does carry my book, The Late Great USA, Coming Merger with Mexico and Canada. It's a brave new books in Austin. And they're a bookstore over on the main drag by the university. I'm told they're Guadalupe and Martin Luther King. And you can go on over there and get copies of The Late Great USA, and I want to thank Brave New Books for carrying the book. It's much appreciated. We're talking about the economics that are going on. I invite people to call in, 1-800-313-9443. You know, this oil at closing at over $95 a barrel, the oil's going to be at 100 here. You can count on it. And when it hits 100, it's another technical point. What I mean by technical points is when you watch all of these indices, you know, like gold going over 800. Well, gold wouldn't go over 800 for the longest time, but then when it does, it tends to look for a new high that won't go above. Well, that might be 850. It might be 900. We don't know yet. It's too soon. It's the same with oil. When oil is now over $90 a barrel, it may hit the next technical support level at $100 a barrel really quick. And I can't tell people enough how much this whole oil deal is a scam. I mean, I was on George Norrie's show, Coast to Coast, last night from East Coast time from 4 in the morning till 5 in the morning. It was a very active show. And, of course, those of you who know, I wrote a book called Black Gold Stranglehold. In Black Gold Stranglehold, I argued that oil, the abiotic theory of oil, abiotic meaning oil, it's not a biological product. The Soviets, at the end of World War II, began finding oil thousands of meters below the surface of the Earth, way below where, you know, dinosaurs were or plankton or any other biological product that could have produced the oil. And the Soviet scientists said, this idea that oil is produced by dinosaurs or plankton or biological material is just nonsense. In fact, I think that the evidence is increasingly there that oil is a abiotic product that doesn't need a decaying anything to come together, you know, to create hydrogen and carbon coming together. I like to point out to people it's not the case that all the dinosaurs herded to Saudi Arabia and died in a big heap at the end of the Mesozoic era. That's not why we got oil in Saudi Arabia and, not in nearby countries. I mean, the fractured bedrock, if you take a look at the oil fields in Saudi Arabia, the bedrock under those oil fields is deeply fractured. And the argument that the Soviet scientists would make is that the oil is manufactured as a natural process on an ongoing basis by the Earth and the mantle of the Earth, and it seeps up through the cracks in the bedrock and pools in the sedimentary rock. I mean, I've been hearing this peak oil theory that we're going to run out of oil since I was a child, and we're still nowhere near running out of oil. The Energy Information Administration says we've got 1.3 trillion barrels of oil, proven reserves worldwide. That's the most we've ever had in human history, despite the fact that oil consumption has increased, doubled since 1970. Now, if we've doubled consumption, but yet proven reserves are still higher than they've ever been, I don't think we're running out of oil. I don't think anybody can prove that we're running out of oil. But what we're not for sure running out of is oil company politics. The oil companies have not built a new refinery in the United States in 30 years. The oil companies are sitting on reserves that are historically greater than any they've ever had, but they want to get the highest possible price for those oil to be put into the market, and that's the bottleneck. That's why I called it Black Gold Stranglehold. The stranglehold is the choke that the oil companies have around our necks and the demand that they have to continue raising these prices to these irresponsible levels. We're awash in oil. The world has plenty of oil, and the major oil companies know it. I mean, what are they doing? They're planning to build a Trans-Texas Corridor in Texas. Governor Perry's going to build a 4 football fields wide highway reaching down into Mexico for these ports for the Mexican trucks to bring up the goods parallel to Interstate 35. Toll road financed by Sintra in Spain. Well, they're not going to build that road because they think we're running out of oil. They're building that road because they know we got all the oil we're ever going to need. Right? Never going to run out of oil. I mean, the idea that oil has to come from a decaying biological product, when a person dies, the body deteriorates into constituent chemicals. I mean, you know, I like to say, I use examples to try to get people's minds open to this. I say, look, when I was a kid, I had a cat. I buried it in the backyard. A while later, I dug it up, see what it looked like. A lot of bones, a little fur there, but there was no oil. And if I had a pile of cats and I buried them deep down in the earth, looked at them 100 years or 1,000 years later, they still would have just been decaying biological product. I mean, did you ever bury anybody and say, I think Aunt Sally... You better line that casket because Aunt Sally's going to turn into diesel number 2. Put a spigot on that casket. It's a ridiculous idea. biological product deteriorates. It's why, you know, people are embalmed to preserve them so the body doesn't start deteriorating until after the funeral. We've got oil and natural gas all through our solar system. Thomas Gold, who wrote the book called The Deep Hot Biosphere, he was a astrophysicist at Cornell. He used to do spectrograph analyses through our solar system, and he was finding hydrocarbon all over. Now NASA's told us on the great moon Titan, the great moon of Saturn, it's filled with methane. And the methane is carbon-14. Carbon-14 is an isotope, carbon that does not come from biological products. It's abiotic. I guess, you know, NASA's alternative would have been to say there were little dinosaurs up there in Titan that made the oil, or a lot of plankton that died on. You know, it's a ridiculous thought. If you just think about it for a minute, you can make synthetic oil out of turkey parts, waste material, sewage. You can make oil out of almost anything. You don't need just ethanol. It's a question of whether it's cost-effective. And the Nazis in World War II were making oil synthetically out of coal. Well, if the Nazis could make oil out of coal, and these synthetic processes are understood, we should quit being told that oil comes from biological products, because the idea is if we can be scared that we're running out of oil, then they can charge whatever they want for it because it's scarce. If we got the truth and learned that oil is plentiful, readily available, we'd break the stranglehold of the oil companies wanting to charge whatever they want to charge. And today, when I see oil closing at $95.75 a barrel, it makes me angry because I know that, in fact, there's no reason for that. The oil is readily available. If you take a look at, you know, the United States, our problem is that we have allowed ourselves to be, we haven't drilled here enough. We had one field. Chevron found a field in the Gulf of Mexico, the Jack Field, about 18 months ago. That one field drilled deep into the earth, below the Gulf of Mexico, about increased by 50% the proven natural reserves of the United States. That one field, if we'd start drilling offshore, if we'd open up Alaska, and this ANWR is about the size of a postage stamp on a football field, there's probably unlimited oil available to us. We're importing right now, our two major countries importing oil to us are Canada and Mexico. It isn't Saudi Arabia anymore, and Venezuela. They've got the same kind of resources we have right here. The oil sands up in Alberta, Canada, are almost identical to the resource that's in the oil shale in the Rocky Mountains. And if they can get gasoline out of the oil sands up in Alberta, we can economically get gasoline out of the oil shale in the Rocky Mountains. Same with Mexico. Mexico's getting its oil from the Gulf of Mexico. And we're going to let Cuba drill in the Gulf of Mexico with China, if you can believe it, because of land grants in the Gulf of Mexico that Jimmy Carter gave back to Cuba. Cuba's invited China to drill in the Gulf of Mexico. They'll probably find tons of oil drilling offshore Cuba. The idea that we are getting 60% of our oil right now imported is just ridiculous. Call-in numbers, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. But when you put the economics together, when you see that the dollar is closing at its lowest point ever against the euro, $1.44 for a euro, oil is closing over $800, $810 for an ounce. And the oil is closing at $95.75 for a barrel. I think you can put the story together. What's happening is the American middle class is being sold down the river. And the globalism, which we've experienced, and this is all a result of this globalism, you know, these ideas that we could just print money and it wouldn't make any difference. We let our corporations go over to China and get slave labor, and it won't make any difference. Illegal immigrants come in and flood our markets. You know, there's truck drivers out there on the road today struggling to make $50,000 a year. Good truck driver experience struggling to make $100,000 a year, worrying about how they're going to pay credit cards off, how they're going to keep their homes and educate their kids. This war on the middle class, and I believe Lou Dobbs is right, has got to stop, because the multinational corporations want to get wealthier. And I can assure you that this Charles Prince, who's going to resign as CEO of Citicorp on Sunday when they have this emergency board meeting with Citigroup, he's going to get a $100 million goodbye package. What he ought to be doing is getting a one-way ticket to Leavenworth. These banks that have intentionally defrauded, you know, the whole credit situation, and Greenspan saying, oh, he kept interest rates low at 1%. He knew exactly what he was doing. Interest rates low at 1% is a way to just flood money into the market. More dollars, fiat money creation, a huge credit drunken party. Wall Street, you know, Wall Street will still probably pay themselves billions in bonuses this year. And we're going to have our major banks and financial institutions being at the risk of collapsing. And guess what they'll do? They'll say, well, I guess we have to get China in here to buy some of these banks because we're in the same process, as I wrote about in the late, great USA. You've got Sintra, this foreign investment concern, buying and paying for the road, Trans-Texas Corridor. I mean, America's up for sale, and the money that we've got out there, China with $1.3 trillion in foreign exchange reserves, that's the most any country has ever had in the history of foreign exchange. We got calls. We got Craig in California. Craig, are you there?
Hi, how you doing?
Nice, good, Craig.
Nice to talk to you. Yeah, I trade the currencies daily, and the Forex and gold and silver. And I just wanted to make a few notes here or tell you something. As far as the dollar really started to collapse in 2005, it was up at 92.55, and then it started to make a pretty quick descent.
Right.
The Japanese yen, if you remember a few months back, it dropped, or the dollar dropped really big against that, but the only thing that's been holding that up is the fact that the carry trades that pay a lot of interest, you know, people are buying the dollar yen to get the heavy interest.
Carry trade is another scam, which is going to collapse.
It's going to collapse. In fact, probably next week, I believe the dollar is going to go down against the yen. And it just seems that once that dollar yen started to drop, that's when everything started to hit the fan.
Well, there's going to be more trillions lost when the carry trade collapses.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It's hanging in by a thread right now.
Yeah, it's barely hanging in. People don't understand the carry trade is kind of like an arbitrage. You know, you borrow one currency and you invest in the other currency, and you hope you make money because you're putting it into a high-interest currency and you're borrowing in a low-interest currency.
Yeah, and like if you buy the pound yen, for an example, and you have one contract, which is $10 a pip, basically, and, you know, they pay you like $20 a day in interest.
Right, but, you know, if it changes on you, you lose fast.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, that currency really trades a lot. But what
I think you're saying that I don't think gold's going down here anytime
near soon. No. In fact, I was going to mention something to you. Silver in 2005, remember Ed made the big move up?
Yes.
It made a big move, and gold kind of was stagnant. It went from like $10 to $14.
That's right.
And now silver for the last 2 years has been stuck in a consolidation zone between $14 and $10.
Right.
This thing in the consolidation zone, when that breaks out, silver should double in no time.
I would expect silver to increase, too. I've always liked gold better because silver has been manipulated so many times, and it's not as scarce.
You don't think gold's manipulated?
Well, of course gold's manipulated. But I think gold's got a little bit... I just like the rise of gold right now. Silver, I think you're right, though. Silver's going to be a good play, too.
Well, remember in 1980 when gold, when the Hunt brothers came in. And
oh, I know. And look at all these. Right now, all these commodities are good plays. I mean, look at crude oil. I don't see crude oil is going up over 100. I don't see it going. I don't
oil, wheat, corn, everything is being bought.
Well, and that's because, you know, the only things that with the fiat currency collapsing, the dollar collapsing, then hard commodities, gold, you know, oil, these become very valuable.
Absolutely.
And, you know, the problem I'm worried about is that there are literally millions of Americans that are going to lose their homes in these scams, these credit scams.
Yes.
And millions more are going to suffer with credit card debt. That's the next shoe that's going to fall. And I fear for the middle class, it's going to take the hit on this again, like it always does, especially with a country overwhelmed with illegal immigrants. Thank you very much for your call.
Okay.
1-800-313-9443. We'll be back right after the break.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Jerry Corsi, and I'm sitting in today for John. We've had a good review here of the economics. I want to get Mike from Maryland. I want to make sure we get you in, Mike, while the show is going on. Are you there?
Yes, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Can I talk about global warming?
Go ahead.
Well, I have a couple liberal friends of mine, and I'm trying to tell them about, you know, what a hoax global warming is, and how the oligarchs are behind it, you know, how the Lord Rothschild is going around, you know, promoting
it.
I'm telling them they should send up red flags right there, and then just email this friend of mine, and, you know, and he's in our 9/11 Truth group. He's a nice guy, but I said, listen, you know, why did Al Gore win his, I call it a sci-fi documentary,
right,
in the Nobel Peace Prize category? I mean, doesn't that tell you something right there? I mean, because if he would have won it in the science category, it would have come under the scrutiny of the scientific community.
Well, that's right. And, you know, I try to explain to people, you know, the Earth is warmer today than when the glaciers covered the Great Lakes and when woolly mammoths were running around. Now, but to say that it's because of human beings, because of what we've done, is pretty much of a stretch.
Sure.
Less than 0.1% of the atmosphere is carbon dioxide. The majority of the atmosphere is nitrogen and oxygen.
You know,
carbon dioxide is just a very small percentage, and we don't add that much to it, you know, to make the huge differences that Al Gore is trying to attribute. I mean, anybody, I don't know if you've seen, even the History Channel has been running some great specials. They've been showing specials about this little ice age that occurred. You know, if you take a look at the pictures of Washington crossing the Delaware with all the ice flows there, the blocks of ice.
Sure.
Or Napoleon coming out of Russia in these bitter winters. Well, we don't have winters like that anymore.
No.
Delaware doesn't freeze like that.
No.
I mean, but, you know, it isn't because anything we did as human beings to throw more carbon dioxide in the air. That just is not a scientifically valid concept.
Well,
you don't make that much of a difference.
Well, carbon dioxide is plant food anyway.
Well, that's right. And, you know, the solution, which is, you know, the increase in carbon dioxide that has occurred, has made the planet greener. You know, it's another one of the myths that we're deforesting everything. Well, you know, the United States is actually more forested now than any time probably since when the Mayflower hit here.
I really appreciate
your call, Mike.
Thanks.
Thank you very much for calling in.
I think the liberals just like to feel guilty.
Well, it's a political argument. It's a political case, and Al Gore probably stop global warming if he let out a little bit less hot air himself.
That's true. Take care.
Thank you very much. Well, it's been a great honor today to be on John's show, and I want to thank you all for listening. John will be back with you all on Monday. Thank you very much. Jerry Corsi, signing off.